Let's go to our final guest of the week. She is the executive director of the Stewards of the Coast and the Redwoods. Michelle Luna is here. Michelle, thanks for being with us.
Well, thanks for having me.
And the Stewards of the Coast and Redwoods have an event coming up this weekend. But before we get to those specifics, you know, we all love to go to the beach. We're all, I think, grateful for our access to the coastline and the many animals and birds and all kinds of creatures that inhabit it. And, of course, I assume that pup season, seal pup season, is pretty much over at this point for the year.
Actually, it's just starting.
It is. Well, forgive my timing then, because this is an important time when a lot of people want to go out and see those little babies and their mamas.
Yeah, and that's why our Seal Watch program is so important, because they help our seal watchers help the public view the harbor seals with spotting scopes and binoculars at a safe distance so they do not impact the harbor seals during their pupping season.
And how far away should we stay, Michelle?
Yeah, you should stay about 150 feet away. The harbor seals, you know, if you start seeing them lift up their heads and alert, then you know you're too close.
Ah.
They really need to have, especially during their pupping season, they really need to have that time on shore to rest. They typically forage at night, so the daytime resting is really important to them.
And, of course, it's, you know, all of us just think they're so sweet and so cute and everything. And then sometimes I think we forget that that their protection should be tantamount for us. And, and generally speaking, we're talking about at the mouth of the Russian River in the Jenner area. That's one of the big spots where the pups go, or where the moms go, I should say.
We have a very large haul out at the river mouth.
Yeah, and so it's from now until when would be the time for the seal pups?
Pups will start showing up anytime during March. And, you know, typically between March and April are the highest times of the year. But, you know, there could be a few stragglers into May as well. But generally it's going to be March and April. And, you know, it's an amazing event that happens every single year. And our volunteers keep track of how many pups are born, and we're monitoring them all the time. And our speaker on Saturday, Dr. Sarah Allen, has been studying the harbor seals and all marine mammals along the Sumo Coast for decades. She's an amazing resource, and we're very excited to have her speaking again.
I think all of us, wouldn't you agree, Michelle, all of us in some corner of our hearts wish we were marine biologists, you know? It just sort of has this romantic allure and, you know, a place to go to work where you would be constantly amazed.
Yes, it is. It's definitely a miracle watching them. And, you know, we've got our gray whales migrating right now.
Yes.
So much going on along our coast.
And what's the likelihood of us being, you know, heading out to the beach, being able to see some of those whales off the Sonoma coast?
Oh, it's pretty good. Let's see, we're moving into March. So the grays are going to start heading back north again with their calves. And they, if you go out to Bodega Head, our whale watchers are out there on Saturday and Sunday. And, the moms will be closer to shore because they're protecting their calves from their greatest predator, which is the orca. So it's pretty likely that you're going to start seeing them coming north again within the next month or so, and all the way until May.
And what is our fascination and our really deep love for seeing whales in the ocean? I mean, there's, you know, it's hard to imagine a person who hasn't wanted to or wished they could see that sight, and, you know, one day.
Well, you know, they're some of the largest mammals on the planet. The blue whale is the largest, and it's just fascinating. I mean, when you see them blow, and then all of a sudden you see them spy hop, and then if you're lucky enough to see them jump out of the water, I mean, there's so many things. It's just fascinating to see these gentle giants out there.
And so this leads me to my next question, Michelle, was how does one become a steward of the coast?
Well, you certainly want to check out our website at stewardscr.org, And all the information is on there about volunteering. And right now we're right in the middle of our training season, so we have opportunities to learn about the different programs that we support in our state parks, as well as training about the logistics of how to be a volunteer. So this Saturday we are doing our Seal Watch training, but in the morning you'll be able to learn from Dr. Sarah Allen from 9 to 12 at the Jenner Community Center. And then in the afternoon, our SEAL Watchers will be going over logistics with anybody who would like to learn how to be a SEAL Watcher.
It's an exciting time. It's always an exciting time. Another question for you, Michelle, since you are among the stewards. We hear so much, and we see a little bit of it here on the Sonoma Coast in terms of the debris and trash, some of it that washes up onto the shore from the ocean itself. How big of an issue is that for us here?
Well, it is a big issue. The larger trash is what people happen to see because it's big and it's bold. And, we do lots of beach cleanups, not just our group, but other groups like Surf Rider and the BRAD Foundation. They have a cleanup coming up. We have another one coming up on Earth Day right in the Jenner area. But people need to realize that it's the very tiny micro garbage that really affects bird life and sea life. The birds see these sparkly little things, and they pick them up and they ingest them. And, if they, ingest enough of it, it can kill them.
Yeah.
So it's not just the big garbage. It's the tiny micro garbage, too, that we all need to be responsible for picking up.
By and large, though, here in Sonoma County, we're pretty good stewards, at least as visitors to the ocean. We keep things fairly clean. Would you agree?
We do. We have such amazing groups out there encouraging and providing so much support for the public to get involved with cleaning up, and we just have that consciousness amongst ourselves. So I think, that speaks to us just doing a good job of letting people know how important it is and, enacting new laws to outlaw plastic, reusable bags,
right,
all those kinds of things that we're so good about doing.
So tomorrow the event is at the Jenner Community Center, and it's from 9 to noon.
Downtown Jenner, behind the gas station.
Okay.
Starts at 9 a.m., so, get there a little early, grab your cup of coffee. Actually, I'll be providing some coffee and some fruit and some little snacks. From 9 to 12, Dr. Sarah Allen will be speaking.
Great. And it's stewardscr.org is the website. Michelle, thanks so much for being here, and have a great weekend out at the beach.
Great. Thank you.
That's Michelle Luna, Executive Director of the Stewards of the Coast and Redwoods.